This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Get the knowledge you need to advance your mortgage practice quickly and efficiently from Jen Duplessis, America's Mortgage Mastery Mentor with over 37 years of experience and over $1 billion in lifetime fundings. Jen has been mentoring loan officers and realtors for over 15 years and speaking on stages across the globe. So settle in and get ready as Jen and her guests share their experience, passion, and strategies to help you crack the top producer code to reach new heights in your business. And now, here's your host, Jen Duplessis, Mortgage Mastery Mentor and Head Chick in Charge of Kinetic Spark Consulting.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to today's episode. This is Jen Duplessis. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about some structure in your life, and I started going, oh my gosh, not structure. But listen, structure is your friend. I've talked about this before. Time blocking is your friend. We're not going to talk about time management or priority management, as I call it, in, you know, in an effort to have some harmony in your life, which, by the way, I hate the word balance. I've said it 1,000 times. I just don't think it exists anymore. I prefer to think of it as harmony, where you have the ebb and flow of business and professional kind of all milled in together, but not sacrificing either one of them. And that's really, really super key. So the reason I want to talk to you today about this structure is going to surprise you. It's more about the structure of why you need a mentor or a coach. So after years of doing a podcast, I'm finally going to kind of stick my neck out there and say, you need a coach, and I'm a coach, and I'm a mentor. So whether you need me or someone else's style, and I recognize that because I myself have switched from one coach to another over a period of time. You know, I've grown out of some coaches and into new coaches, and then grown out of that coach and then went to another coach. So I think as you move forward in your professional life, you'll have the need for different coaches at different times, which is one of the reasons why my coaching program is a year long, and you can certainly come in for longer than that if your growth gets to a point where you have new issues, because that does happen, by the way. You know, right now, if you're new in business, you want leads, right? You need leads to close. Once you have a lot of leads, the next problem is, well, how do I get them through my sales process as quickly as possible in a way that has a great client experience so that they can go out. They're compelled to go out and tell other people about you. And then the problem becomes, how do I hire people? And then the problem becomes, how do I manage people? And then the problem becomes so that you are constantly, you know, finding out new challenges that you have as your business grows. And that's normal. That is absolutely normal. But understanding the overall of why you need a mentor. And this is one of the most powerful things is that, you know, proximity is power. When you are near someone who has been there, done that, helps you become much more powerful. It helps accelerate your success. And I know that some of these are buzzwords, and I'm personally challenged with them quite a bit because I don't want to say business acceleration, and it sounds like everything everybody else does. But it really is, as a mentor, as a coach, I want to be able to accelerate your success rather than taking 35 years to learn what I learned, right? You can do it on your own. That's fine. That's called DIY, right? Do it yourself. Definitely can do it that way. But if you could do it in a lesser period of time and achieve the same amount of success I did over 35 years, why wouldn't you want to do that? You know, what if you could do that? So certainly there's the do it yourself. Let me stay on that because you're going to save money. No question. You're going to save money because you don't have to pay a coach. But how much are you going to lose in the long run? What are your opportunity costs that you're losing because you don't have the skill set to get there? That's something to look at and say, okay, so I save money on the front side, but maybe not on the back side. And also, what dreams are you trying to get to? What are you trying to provide for your family that's going to have to sacrifice and wait for years and years to happen? The next level, since I'm on this topic, is, a done for you, DFU, done for you. You can work with someone who has it all done for you. They have templates and checklists and all those kinds of things. And I do have a level of coaching that's done for you. But there's still work involved in it. Of course, in all these levels there will be, but in the done for you, there's templates and there's checklists, but you have to sort through how you want to use it, right? And then there's the done with you, the DWU. And that is done with you. That's the true coaching where you get not only the DIY, but the done for you. And then you get the done with you that says, okay, so here are the pieces. Let me show you how to implement them. And, that's really where true coaching comes in. You know, the DIY, it's the hardest. It's the most time consuming. In the long run, it's the most expensive way to get to not get results, right? The right way is always going to be the cheapest, fastest, easiest way. And the coaching is definitely the way to get there. So I want to just kind of list some reasons why people need coaches. Number one is accountability. We talk about this a lot in sales and in business, is that when you don't have to be accountable to anybody, then anything can happen any day, any week, any month. And there's, I'll tell you what, I've actually experienced this too, because when I made, switch lanes from lending into, being a full-time speaker and coach, I started working at home, which is fine. I have coaches, which is fine, but the accountability became really, really important for me to implement certain pieces of my practice, to decide how much I'm going to charge for coaching. What does that include? How much of my time am I going to give up for coaching? And that really, really helped me lay all that out pretty quickly. And it's really good because I have a call, every week or two, and I have to have things done, and heck, I'm paying for it. So why wouldn't I? If I want to get some things done, and I'm going to pay for someone to hold me accountable, I better get them done, right? It's much easier. So accountability is number one. The second, and I'm just going to keep listing these, but accountability is one. Identifying blind spots, and creating breakthroughs. As I mentioned in a couple of podcasts ago, I'm excellent at identifying these gaps that people have. Whether you're closing 4 to 5 mortgage loans a month, or whether you're closing 8, or whether you're closing 15, you want to get to the next level. My sweet spot is when someone's closing 8 to 9 and I can get them to 15. And then the second sweet spot is when they're closing 15 and I can get them to 25. That's where the sweet spots are. But in real business, identifying the blind spots. Maybe you think that what you've put together is a great customer experience, but a coach will come in and say, hey, you've got gaps here, and this is why people aren't excited about working with you or coming to your restaurant or, your experience, that you just have some gaps in it. You can learn from the experience of a coach. They've been there, done that. They've gone down that road. They've perhaps tried it once and it worked, and tried it again and it didn't work. So they can share with you ideas about the good, the Ben Franklin, the good and the bad about a certain type of marketing or a certain type of skill set as to whether or not it would work for you. And they can give you some options about giving it a shot and seeing if it can. A good coach is never going to tell you that, well, I wasn't successful in it, so I don't think you should do it. That's very short-sighted. So hopefully that's not happening. But you can learn from their experience. The other thing is, they see the greatness in you before you see it yourself. And so it's very motivating for someone to be able to say, you've got this. You're on the brink of it when you can't see it because you're so frustrated, right? So we see the greatness in you. Also encouraging. A coach can be very, very encouraging to help move you along and keep that momentum going. Now, there's also a time when the coach will tell you what you don't want to hear, but you need to hear. And that's really important too. I just had a situation like that not too long ago with one of my coaching clients. who is very, if you're familiar with the DISC profile, she's very much an S and a C, very steady and controlling. She's sort of this engineer type, and she's very ingrained in the details of the process. And yet, every time that I talk to her, she wants to talk about going deeper in relationships. But when we recap about what she's been doing, she's been working on her process. So we had to, I had to issue a cease and desist on her and saying, your process is as good as it's going to be for now. It's never going to be perfect anyway, because it's a living, breathing document, right? On how you're dealing with your clients internally and externally, and your team internally and externally. It's always going to be moving. It's never, ever going to be perfect so that you can go do other things, because the minute you get out to do other things, it will change. So we had to, I had to issue a cease and desist on her with her process in order to get her out to generate more business. And so sometimes a coach is going to tell you, not, they're going to say, you know, you're going to hear not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. We can also empathize with you. You know, again, having been in a lot of these positions, we certainly can empathize and understand the struggle and the pain and the work that's associated with the tasks that you're trying to do. But it's good to have someone on your side who's been there, and it's not a spouse, right? Because maybe your spouse doesn't understand what you're going through. Coaches are great listeners as well, and we're listening between the lines and what your words are and what you're trying to say to us so that we can provide the best feedback possible. We're great to ask questions to, you know, and for us to ask great questions to you as well, thought-provoking questions that you've never thought about, but also for you to ask questions and say, you know, I saw that this person's doing something and I want to know, should I do it? And, you know, so it's a third party to bounce some ideas off of. Working with a coach increases your association with others. Now, the reason why is that there's a couple ways that that happens. Sometimes in coaching, it's group coaching, and you have that mastermind that gets created. Other times, you're doing one-to-one coaching, but then there's the high-level, you know, masterminds and retreats, you know, the one to very few, and that helps you associate with other people and learn from other people as well. In addition to that, I know in my practice, you know, people will say to me, you know, what apps do I use? What software do I use? And that increases your association with different people that are in business to help support your business. You know, we push you outside of your comfort zone, which, you know, I'm not a very big fan of comfort zones. I think that I don't like the outside your comfort zone. Pushing you to expand your comfort zone, I love. I don't think it's important as a coach to throw you in the water if you don't know how to swim, but rather let's dabble our toes in and try to expand that way. I'm still working on doing this faster than you could have done on your own. So that's another thing. We're always looking for new results. We're helping you look for new results, because a lot of times you can get very status quo in your results and say, okay, I've accomplished this, but we're the ones who will be pushing you and saying, well, you already made it there. Let's go further, instead of keeping you in that, that level that you hit, because we all, you know, chase goals. And once we get there, we say, okay, now what happens? We're here, but now what? And a lot of times we settle in to that goal, and a coach will push you beyond that. Especially when you're in the midst of the coaching, you know, any particular coaching contract. The other thing is that we're very neutral. We tend to not get emotional. You know, we have this outside perspective. Now, I'll tell you that with my coaching clients, I have some clients I've had for a couple of years, and I do get emotionally tied to it, because I want their success more than they do. And that's a challenge for a coach. When I can see someone who has the potential to be successful and they can't get out of their own way, it's I do get emotionally attached. And I do try to help them as much as I possibly can, you know, get into their genius zone. And so, but generally, it's a neutral position. You know, I'm looking at, you could do this, or you could do that, or how about this? And so it gives you the options that you need. they have your best interest at heart. You know, I do have your best interest at heart. So when I'm listening to what you're telling me or asking of me, I'm going to have your best interest at heart. Keeping in mind that it's not just a contract, right? It's not a contract. This is something that we'll be going down this path together, and I want to support you in that journey, whatever that journey may be, whether it's to achieve unbelievable income or whether it's to achieve unbelievable time so that you have more time with your family. I'm there to support you in that journey. I also help you celebrate, right? Help make sure that you're celebrating when you hit these milestones, because I'm seeing them from the outside. You're not in the middle of them. I'm always present. That's really key. Whenever we have our coaching calls, I'm present. I'm there. I'm giving 100% of my experience to help elevate you and your business. I also remind you where you've been. You know, that's part of that celebration, but saying, do you realize a year ago, this is where you were? I have a client who's like that, a realtor that I coach, and she had such a hard shell. And we started poking holes in it, and really she morphed her business, just unbelievably herself. You know, she was a federal secret worker, and so you can imagine what the shell was, very skeptic of everybody. But underneath that shell, she was very soft, very mushy. Her daughter has some physical and emotional challenges and has had, she's now, I think, 23, but she'll always live at home. And so she has this very soft side of her, but it was just masked. And, you know, she's sort of living in the land of liars and trying to pretend like everything was perfect. And once we started poking holes, the true her came out, and her business started to blossom. Oh my gosh, so much. And I remember I was having coffee with her, and we were sitting in this really cute, sunny coffee shop, and you know, holding onto our coffee. It was cold out, and we were holding onto our coffee mugs and smelling our coffee. And I actually teared up because I was so happy for her. Just so happy that, you know, to see where she had come. And I said, you realize where you were last year versus now? And we got them all emotional. We were girls, but it was just really wonderful to see. And she's just, you know, gone leaps and bounds since then. And, you know, I still keep in touch with her. I always want to keep in touch with everybody. But okay, so I help you through tough decisions as well, and guidance, you know, and I'm a great sounding board. And again, it's not just me, it's any coach should be a great sounding board and help you through these tough decisions. You know, should I buy this software? Should I not? Should I hire someone? Should I not? Should I hire this one person that I've interviewed? In fact, I've interviewed assistants and, you know, people for the people that I'm coaching, my coaching clients. They've interviewed them too, but they've asked me to interview them, and I do a second take on them and, you know, give us a sounding board. I'm not the decision maker. I'm just a sounding board to that. The other thing is that, you know, and probably one of the best things about coaches is that we see several steps ahead. We're already future casting and doing the recon for you because we've been where you're at and we've been where you're about ready to go. And so we can see several steps ahead. So sometimes when you make decisions now, we're going to be able to, or I'm going to be able to, inject what today's decision, what the impact of today's decision might have on the future, knowing where you think you want to go or where I see that you're going. And so we might change that decision today because we're looking forward a little further. So, I think that's really important as well. So I wanted to share just today, you know, why it's so important to have a mentor or a coach. And mentors, you know, are different than coaches. They're someone that you can bounce ideas off of. You can find them in your community. You can find mentors in your community. What you can't find is a coach who's been in your shoes. Mentors have been in your shoes, but maybe in a different line of work. Mentors can be older, more seasoned and tenured in business, and mentors can be younger and less seasoned in business because they have a new perspective. So make sure that you're surrounding yourself with, and it, like I said before, proximity is power, surrounding yourself with the right people to ensure that you're getting the best possible advice, to take yourself forward in your practice. So what else did I want to say? I'm trying to think if there was anything else I want to say. Coaches also can really help you get on the right path. Sometimes you're on the wrong path. You just don't know it. And that's happened several times with the people I've coached as well, is that they're fighting so hard for this one thing that's why it's not working. They're just so heck bent and laser focused on this one idea, and it's just not aligning with them or their practice or their values. And we have to just do a lot of redirection. So again, I really encourage you to consider getting a coach of some sort, whether it's one-to-one, whether it's group, whether it's low-level groups, very high-end, high-level groups, which is one of the programs I have, which is a 12-month program. So if you continue to have interest in speaking with me, I'll put a link to a strategy session, so you can schedule a strategy session with me, a 30-minute strategy session, where we can identify some of these things and make a decision as to whether or not you want to move forward with any coaching or not. And I'm fine with that. There's three outcomes of all my strategy sessions: is that you don't want to do coaching, that you need some more time or more information to think about doing coaching, or that you absolutely want to take the action to do the coaching. And that's what we identify in the 30 minutes that we're together, along with a few little tidbits that I'll give you so that your time is well spent, that you'll get something from that coaching session that can help move your business forward, maybe in one small capacity, but at least it's moving forward. So again, I thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And if you're new, welcome. I should have said that in the beginning, huh? But if you're new, welcome. Go back and listen to all the other ones too. But if you've been a long time listener, I want to say thank you again. And again, please pay it forward. Please share this with everybody you know. I know a couple of people, and I only know of two, and I'm sure there's more because we have about 17,000 subscribers now. But I know of two people that have made the podcast part of a virtual book club. Rather than reading a book, they're all listening to the podcast, coming together and figuring out how they're going to implement. So there you go. That's sort of a group mentoring. And I think that's really powerful. And, it's really great if you can be the leader in that for the people that you are associated with, that you network with in your BNI, in your chambers, in your online networking, wherever that may be, that you take the lead and say, hey, we're going to do a virtual book club, which is really listening to podcasts and pulling them together and saying, how are we going to take action on these? So again, I say thank you so much for listening in, and I will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to hear more sales tips, ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you with your personal and professional growth to multiply your results in record time. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Wanting more beyond the podcast? Join our Mortgage Lending Mastery membership community, where you will find extended interviews with our favorite guests, weekly training, tips, and insider secrets, fireside chats with Jen, free content, meet, share, and collaborate with other members, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about this exclusive content. Mortgage Lending Mastery is an Industry Syndicate charter podcast. Industry Syndicate is the first podcast network specifically for the mortgage and real estate industries. Get the Industry Syndicate app in the App Store or Google Play today.